The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. It's End Time Headlines here. It is Monday, and it is the 24th of August. It's around 4 p.m. Eastern, and we are live here on Facebook. We welcome everybody to the broadcast. We're looking forward to being with you today. I've got a particular subject that I want to deal with that is an indictment of where we are as the body of Christ. To some, this may be shocking, but to a lot of individuals who keep up with Bible prophecy and keep up with the signs of the times and things that are going on, this will not be much of a shock to you. So we want to welcome our Facebook Live audience. We want to welcome our podcast audience right now and our YouTube audience as well. If this is your first time joining us on any of these platforms, we want to welcome you to the broadcast. Let us know where you're joining us from, what city, what location. Let us know, indeed, that this is your first time watching, listening, or however you may be getting this broadcast. And today I want to deal with the subject of the falling away of the church. There's some new polls that are coming out. These come out regularly, probably about twice a year. Usually we get these polls that come out, and they reveal really the heartbeat of the church. Now, when I say the church, I don't mean every church is like this or every believer is like this or this is an indictment of every believer. That's not what I'm saying here. But what I am saying is it will reveal a large portion of the body of Christ, because there's always a remnant. So if you're, this may not apply to you. And most likely, if you're watching or listening to this broadcast, it probably does not. But when you step outside into a lot of mainline churches, or you hear from a lot of Christians or believers, and you start hearing the heartbeat of them, you may begin to discover what we're going to talk about today is indeed what we're hearing, what we're seeing, and what we're discovering. So let's talk about this. Let's get on this today. As you can see, there's a picture here of a Bible that's dusty, because over half of the United States Christians, over half the Christians in the United States believe, listen to this, that good works alone will get them into heaven. According to a new poll by the Christian Post, less than half of U.S. Christians expect to experience eternal salvation because of their confession of sin and acceptance of Christ as their Savior. While a large number of professing Christians believe that good works will get them into heaven, according to a new survey. Now, that's frightening. According to the American Worldview Inventory 2020 survey that was conducted by a cultural research center at Arizona Christian University, they discovered that a majority of people who describe themselves as Christian, 52%, accept a, quote, works-oriented means to God's acceptance. In other words, they believe that through the blood of Jesus, through faith in him alone, it is not enough to get to heaven, or that they don't have to go through Christ alone to make it into eternal heaven. In other words, it's really merited upon religion. If we want to be technical, it's merited upon religion. If I can pray enough, if I can read enough of the word, if I can help the poor, feed help the needy, build orphanages, help the widows, and these things are good. You should read your Bible. You should be praying. You should help the orphans. You should be taking care of the widows, and you should be giving. We're not undermining any of these things, but again, good works alone will not get us into heaven, and that's the Bible, my friend. We are saved by faith through grace and not of works, lest any man should boast. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Word of God says. In contrast, a minority of adults, 46%, who describe themselves as Christian, expect to experience eternal salvation because of their confession of sin and acceptance of Christ as their Savior. 46% of those who were surveyed. The study discovered that huge proportions of people associated with churches whose official doctrine says eternal salvation comes only from embracing Jesus Christ as Savior, quote, believe that a person can qualify for heaven by being or doing good. Let me say that again in case you didn't catch that. A huge portion of individuals associated with churches whose own doctrines state that eternal salvation comes only through putting your faith in Jesus Christ as Savior, which is the Bible, but they believe, even though that's their doctrine, they believe that a person can qualify for heaven by just being or doing good. And you say, well, Brother Ricky, what are you trying to say today? I'm trying to say that, guys, this tells me that what's being preached and what's being taught behind pulpits is error. If you're in a church and your own doctrine, your statements of faith tell you that salvation is in Christ alone, but yet your pastor or those who are shepherding over you are not telling you this, then there's something wrong here. This is frightening. The survey includes close to half of all adults associated with the Pentecostal, 46%, mainline Protestant, 44%, and evangelical, 41% churches. So Pentecostal, mainline Protestant, and evangelical churches. This poll included them. Guys, what has happened to our churches? What is being preached? Can I answer that? I can answer that. It's self-motivating humanism. This is what's being taught. Churches are teaching you how to be a better you, how to be a better person in society, how to make more money, how to be successful, how to be happy, how to have a happy marriage, how to be fit, how to be on the best sports team and the sports program of the church, how to be the best leader, how to grow the biggest church, how to be the most popular church, how to be culturally correct, which is a far vast difference of a generation ago and what they was preaching and what they were teaching. Messages like the need of repentance, the message like turning from their sins and turning from abominations and turning from their idolatry and turning from the lust of their flesh and the lust of their eyes and the pride of life and the need of coming to the altar and having an encounter, having a meeting place and having an experience with Almighty God where they are supernaturally changed and transformed into a new creation by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what I came to know and the God that I experienced. And that was 20 years ago. And my friends, even 20 years ago to this day, from 2000 to 2020, it seems that we have veered way off from that. I'm not saying every church has. I'm not saying your church has. I'm not saying you have, preacher. I'm saying that a large majority of mainline Christianity has come to what this poll is revealing in the Christian Post. But thank God for you, pastor. If you still give altar calls, if you still preach repentance, if you still preach the turning from sin, you still preach that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to turn away from, thank God for you. Thank God for the churches that are represented in this podcast, in this broadcast on YouTube or Facebook, where you still experience the power of the Holy Ghost and the supernatural. My goodness, if you're a part of that remnant, be very thankful today because, again, this survey is a sobering reminder that not everyone is experiencing this. The survey was taken of 2,000 individuals, and found that 1 in 3 Americans, or 33%, say they consider themselves to be a Christian, and affirmed the statement that, quote, when you die, you will go to heaven only because you have confessed your sins and have accepted Christ as your Savior. However, one president of Arizona Christian University chimed in and stated, quote, the lack of understanding of basic Christian theology is stunning. Amen. Thank you. Somebody else. With, quote, potentially devastating consequences for individual souls and really for all aspects of American life and culture. Amen and amen. This is exactly, listen, I'm going to read what else this man said. Quote, it's a wake-up call for the church and for leaders in all areas of influence to speak, teach, and work to restore biblical truth. Lynn Munsell went on to say that, quote, many souls will be lost if people are misled by the false notion that we can earn our way into heaven, rather than recognizing the truth that Christ alone and his righteousness are the basis for our salvation. Come on. There was an old song that used to be, when I came up, when I was born again in 2000, there was a song that used, and I'm not going to sing this, and trust me, you'll be thankful that I didn't sing it, but the lines were, we need to get back to the basics of life. It was a group called the number four, and they sang basics of life, and it's the words to it, the lyric says, we need to get back to the basics of life. And the whole song prefaces that we need to get back to the firm foundation of Jesus Christ, the solid rock in which I stand. Come on. And everything else is sinking sand. We need to get back to that. But we got more, guys. And before we get to that, I want to pull up a scripture here. This is just going to emphasize what we're talking about. This is 2 Thessalonians 2:1-4. Maybe you're a babe in Christ. You don't know much about this. This is, Paul talked about this, and he said this to the church of Thessalonica in 2 Thessalonians 2:1-4. He says, now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together unto him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind, nor troubled either by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless, and you can see this highlighted and underlined on your screen if you're watching this, unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. That's the Antichrist. Okay, so what comes first before the revealing of the Antichrist? The falling away. What is the falling away? That word, that phrase there, falling away in Greek. You've heard me teach on this. If you are a regular here on End Time Headlines, that word comes from a Greek word called apostasia, where we get the stem word of apostasy. And so Paul is emphasizing to the church of Thessalonica, and I believe it resonates to us today in the church in this hour, that I know that the watchmen are sounding the alarm and they're warning of the soon revealing of the Antichrist. But while we get our attention and while we're looking to see, to try to warn the church that the Antichrist is about to make his arrival on the scene, let's not forget that Paul emphasized before the revealing of the Antichrist, we have to be watching, because the falling away or the apostasy, the church is going to begin to slide into apostasy. The falling away will happen first. In other words, this is what Paul's saying. He says, when you begin to see the church as the majority begin to fall away or deflect from or to depart from core fundamental principles of the Bible, of doctrine, of teaching, and they begin to embrace false doctrine, seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, and they begin to teach the things that we're being taught today on even on Christian television and behind pulpits, you know that the end is near and the revealing of the Antichrist is even at the door. And my friends, I come by to tell you today that this is exactly what we're seeing in this hour. And these polls are only revealing to us what most of the watchmen out there and the church that's awake in this hour has already known. Listen to this. Are evangelicals changing their minds about same-sex relationships? This is a question that was proposed by the Christian Post. Are evangelicals changing their minds about same-sex relationships? In 2007, 13 years ago, 90% of evangelicals stated that their church forbid and strongly discouraged same-sex behaviors. That was 13 years ago. Then in 2008, only 34.4% of evangelicals between the ages of 18 and 35 supported same-sex marriage. So there was only a one-year difference. However, now we fast forward to 2020. Excuse me. And now, a rough figure in 2018, this was the last time they polled us. In 2018, that figure of 34.4% of evangelicals that embraced it, now 56.1% embrace this lifestyle. So again, those that were polled that claim to be evangelicals, Christians, believers, more than half of them now embrace or condone or accept or embrace something that the Bible speaks against. Again, what are we talking about? We're talking about exactly what the scripture says, right? And I'm going to pull another scripture up here, guys. This is 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. Again, this is the Apostle Paul writing here. He says, now the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, expressively says that in the latter times, that can be the latter days, the end times, some will depart from the faith. Somebody say, depart from the faith. They will depart from something that they were once a part of. See, I get tickled by Christians that don't believe in backsliding. They don't believe that you can fall away once you confess to be a believer. But Paul taught differently. The Holy Spirit warns that in the latter days that some will depart. You can't depart from something unless you were first a part of something. Again, 34.4% of evangelicals in 2008 said that they were okay with a certain lifestyle, and then that rose, that number excelled to 56.1%, and that was 2 years ago. I guarantee you, if you took a new poll today, that number would probably rise up to more than over 60%. What's happening is a departure of faith, listen, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking in lies, and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. In other words, even though the Word of God preaches against certain lifestyles, preaches against certain sins, preaches against certain abominations, preaches against certain things, because either A, we have suppress the Holy Spirit out of our churches, out of our lives, out of our families, to the point where we no longer heed to Him, no longer listen to His warnings. We've grieved, vexed, and quenched Him out of our lives, out of our churches. Now we can't even feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And we have churches that are full of dead man's bones. They have signs over their post. If you could see in the spirit realm, it would say Ichabod, the Spirit of the Lord is departed. They're going through the motions. They're entertaining people. They've got a platform with entertainers, and it's all about entertaining them and tickling their ears. But the Holy Spirit's not a part of it. He's left a long time ago. They don't want the Holy Spirit there, even though he's warning, expressively warning, that some will depart from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits and doctors and devils. And he tells you their conscience will be seared with the hot iron. Whew. Don't tell me that we're not seeing the falling away. And then the last little news clip here I got. Again, this is from the Christian Post. Christians in the U.S. increasingly departing. Listen to this. And that's interesting, the word departing. Christians in the U.S. increasingly departing from core truths of Christian worldview. A new survey is revealing the majority of Americans no longer believe that Jesus is the path to salvation. Now, you want to talk about terrifying? Listen to this. A majority of Americans surveyed here in this poll no longer believe that Jesus is the path to salvation and instead believe that being a good person is sufficient. So this is really kind of dovetails off of the first poll that we did when we opened this broadcast. But this one goes into a deeper, it kind of pulls back the veil to the point where many professed Christians have actually now departed from the fundamental core beliefs of Christianity, believing that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And there's no other way to get into the Father unless you come through the Son. They don't believe this anymore. Many of these are departed from this and saying that we can go through whatever God we want. We don't need to have to go through Jesus alone, but we can go through Buddha or Confucius, or we can go through this religion or this faith. We just posted an article yesterday, and it was an interview done with Katy Perry. And some of you guys don't even know who I'm talking about, but for you guys who do, she's a pop artist that was raised in a Christian home. Her father was a pastor. In fact, both of her parents are evangelists, and now they're in their 70s, but they raised Katy Perry in a Christian home. Katy Perry not only will testify, she'll tell you that she was raised in a Christian home, but she even confessed that she even spoke in tongues at one time. But she has departed the faith, and now she is embracing a new age theology that goes right into the core of what these polls are talking about. And she believes that there's many paths to God and not just one way. Are you hearing me? And she is a huge influence, maybe not on you, but you'd be surprised what your kids may be listening to. They may have her music in their playlist. So this is a story, and unfortunately, she is the poster child of many and multitudes of believers that we may never know. But when you step out of your comfort zone and you begin to talk to other people, you'll be shocked at what people believe are what are the credentials, or what is the criteria to get to heaven, or what they believe and what their faith is. So this again tells me that the church as a whole is dropping the ball. We have become more distracted and occupied by building our platforms, building our own ministries, our faces in the limelight, building our kingdoms, spending hours trying to get the best photos for Instagram, or building our Facebook accounts and all this mess. And all the while, people are dying, lost, even in the church, guys, even in the church. They're sitting in the pews and they're dying because they're not getting sound doctrine. They're not getting the words of Christ. They're not getting the fundamental core beliefs of the Word of God. So I come by today again to give you this, reveal to you. You want a news and headlines from a prophetic perspective? That's what you got today. I want to close with this. And I thought about this the other day. This really reveals to me why Jesus may have said in Luke 18:6-8, Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, or when he returns to the earth, listen what he says in Luke 18. Will he really find faith on the earth? Now, if you go back and read Luke 18, this whole context here is about prayer. And it's about anticipation. Anticipating to hear from God. Praying with the anticipation that you're going to receive from God. Read it. It's about an unjust judge and a widow that came. And persistence. Persistence in prayer. Persistence in not giving up and believing. But Jesus said, when he returns to the earth, will he find faith on the earth? What is that telling us? That's telling us, guys, that this thing is going to get rough. As we get closer and closer to the revealing of the Antichrist, revealing of the son of perdition, the man of sin, as we get closer and closer to the unveiling of the Antichrist, the falling away is going to pick up and it's going to accelerate. I know this is different from a lot of movements out there that are preaching. We're on the precipice of the greatest revival we've ever seen, the greatest awakening we've ever seen, and all these things. But again, I used to teach and preach that as well. But when I get into this Bible, guys, when I start hearing words, there's only one place in Joel 2, he says, In the last days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. But friends, that is not an event that's going to happen. It's an event that already began on the day of Pentecost and is happening right now. God is still pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. This is not some future event that's going to take place. It started on the day of Pentecost because Peter stood up and said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it's been happening for over 2,000 years. God's still pouring out his spirit. God's still pouring out his spirit upon sons and daughters. Come on, old men and young men, old women and young women. Come on, you can get in it on it right now. But when you get into this word, you get into the New Testament, you begin to discover that when we get close to the end, close to revealing the Antichrist, close to the Son of Man coming back, you begin to hear words like falling away, departure, people just losing their faith. Why? Because the age, come on, we're in the age, the dispensation of grace, but that's getting ready to close, and we're entering into the age of apostasy, and we're in that. We're going into the age of apostasy. Why? Because it's setting the stage for what the Bible foretold for thousands of years, for the revealing of the Antichrist, for the revealing of the end times, and for all these things to take place. So listen, this is not time. I know it's sad news. I know it's discouraging news. But friends, if you're listening to this today, remember our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the way, who is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other name given under heaven and to men in which we must be saved. Jesus said, I am the gatekeeper. I am the shepherd at the gate. If any man tries to come in any other way, he said he'll be tossed out. He will not make it in. So I come by today. I don't know. Maybe you staggered upon this podcast or this broadcast on Facebook or YouTube, and you don't know the Lord, or you're away from the Lord. I want to invite you right now. If you will just, let's just move right now with the Holy Spirit. If you'll just pray with me right now, I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is going to save you and redeem you right now. Come on, just pray this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I turn from my own ways. I put my faith and my trust in you and in your word. I believe that you died and rose again from the dead, and that you're seated at the right hand of the Father, and that you're coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Lord Jesus, wash me, cleanse me, and purify me. Lead me and speak to me through your word. Show me where I need to go to church. Lead me to other believers that can strengthen me and equip me. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Listen, that was a simple prayer, guys. But if you believe that in your heart, whether you've never been saved or whether you're away from God, if you'll pray that and mean it, God is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And that, my friends, is the word of God preached to you today. EndTimeHeadlines.org, guys. EndTimeHeadlines.com. That's where you're going to find us. That's our landing page. We would greatly appreciate if you would like to go to there and just subscribe to our daily digest. You'll get one digest in your email every single day. Better yet, again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Another thing you can do is get our official ETH app. It's free. Apple iTunes and Google Play Store. Just download the app. When you get the app in your hands, you're going to be able to see our podcast, watch our messages, listen to our messages. You'll get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as push notifications. When there's breaking news, you'll get that alerted to you on your tablet, your phone, or whatever device that you're downloading the app from. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity, as you've been blessed, encouraged, informed, or equipped by our ministry, you would like to sow back into our ministry or perhaps be a monthly partner and lock arms with us, come along the side of us. You can do that at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. If you have the app, all you got to do is go down to the bottom, all the way to the right. There's going to be a place called, it says donate. You click on that. It's going to take you to a page and you can give electronically. Any gift or whatever. Listen, everything's free. The messages are free. The digest is free. The app is free. Everything's free. We just ask that whatever the Holy Spirit puts on your heart. I believe as you guys are blessed, informed, equipped, and encouraged, I believe that you're going to desire to sow back and help us be strong and remain strong so that we can keep feeding the sheep, helping reach the lost internationally, not just here in America, but outside of the United States of America. If you don't believe that, go look at the comments under these messages, under these Facebook posts. Look at the people joining us. You'll see people from everywhere, from South Africa to England to Germany, all over the world, guys, coming in and listening to this. So it's a blessing to reach you guys through the lens of a camera. But again, none of this is free. There's a cost to run our website. There's PO box fees. There's a security fees. We have to put a heavy security on our website because many, many years ago we got hacked and we had to do everything we could to keep that from happening again. So there's a lot of, we have to invest money into a ministry operation. So as the Lord puts it on your heart, please do what the Lord tells you to do. And as you support our ministry, will continue to do what we've continued to do, and that is reveal to you the news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as these messages revealing these truths as well. Again, if you wish to give by check or money order, you can do that. It's right there on your screen at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. And again, that's at Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So again, we appreciate you coming on this Monday afternoon. Guys, I've got a lineup. Last week, I wanted to be on more than I did. I was only on twice last week. We're going to try everything we can to be back on here either tomorrow or Wednesday. And I've got something else lined up that I want to share with you guys that I believe will be a great blessing to you. But until then, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May his countenance shine upon you. May his favor be with you. May his angels be with you and your family, protect you and you're coming in and you're going out. I bind and rebuke all the assignments of hell off of you, your ministry, your family, and your health. And I ask that the Lord fulfill his promises over your life. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. We'll see you.